So this week we're going to do Haggadah Highlights, Part 2. I thought I was going to do a practice run of Shabbos Haggadah, but I'm not ready yet. So we'll have to come on Shabbos at 5 o'clock. Okay, so I want to not necessarily go in the order of the sheets. Let's go to the back page. We'll go backwards. Let's start with number 5. it says Shem Haggadah. Okay, so he's dealing here. This is Rav Yitzchak Mirsky, who is was a Rosh Hashiva for many years here in Eretz Yisrael. Put out a wonderful Haggadah, and he's going to deal with a very interesting question. L'sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim B'leil HaPesach Kori B'Shem Haggadah. What do we call the mitzvah that we're doing? What do we call the book that we use? We call it Haggadah, Haggadah. Where does that come from? So, you can obviously, Hu Al Shem HaKatuv, the Pasuk says, V'higadat Elevincha B'yom Ahu Lemo. We say in the Haggadah that book. V'higadat Elevincha, you will tell over to your son. But the problem is that there are a number of words, verbs that could be used for saying or speaking. Sipur. The mitzvah of telling over is Sipur. Yitziat Mitzrayim. And there's also Amirah. Right? So you have Sipur, you have Amirah, and you have Haggadah. So what's the utility of Haggadah? We have to know why Dafka Chazal chose this. The Torah chose this word for Higadat Levincha. What's unique about it? Because very important to know that there's no such thing as a synonym in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh. Right? I've made this point before. Right? You have words that we interchange. Amirah, Sipur, Haggadah, all quote-unquote mean the same thing, but really there is no such thing as a synonym in Lashon Kodesh. Each word, each verb, Amirah, Sipur, Haggadah, has a different meaning. Very important to know that. No such thing as a synonym even. So the shaila is that we're dealing with in number 5 on the sheet is why Haggadah for the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim? Why does the Torah use Haggadah? Now, what he's going to tell us is we have a tradition in a number of places. The Vilna Gaon says it. He's going to quote Reb Tzadok HaKohen, who was one of the great Hasidish Rebbes, Hasidic masters. And the rule of thumb is that if you want to know the essential meaning of a word, go to the first time that it is used in Tanakh. If you go to the first time that that word is used in Tanakh, you will discover the essential meaning of the word. So that's what he's going to do here. So let's see what he says. So he says, we call it Haggadah because of Haggadah Levin, V'Higadah Levin, Chabiyom HaOlemor. V'lamet Tafsa HaTorah Loshem V'Higadah. Why Dafka Haggadah? So Shamati Mipi Avi Mori V'Rabbi Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So he says over the name of his father. Now Rav Yitzchak Mirsky's father was a Rosh Hashiva in Yeshiva University in the 40s, the 30s, the 40s. He was a wonderful Talmud Chacham, and I particularly like this that he quotes his father. You know,
for David was my teacher.
So the pardon?
David was my teacher.
He was your teacher, Rabbi Blake's teacher. There you go. So Lefi Shaloshin Haggadah Inyana Sipur Dvarim. Listen carefully. Shalo Yadu Tchila. Haggadah, as opposed to Amirah or Sipur, means telling over something new, something you never heard before. Now, where does that come from? There has to be a source for that, right? Where does that come from? How do you get that? Where does that come from? Elam Mosri Mishem Reb Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin Zatzal, so he quotes Reb Tzadok of the HaKohen of Lublin, Sha'amar, Misha Rotze Leida, Ikar Mashma Utash O Mila, Kefi Sheyisaduha. If a person wants to know the essential meaning of a word, Yelech El HaMakom HaRishon B'Tanach Shemila Zunis Kerem. Go to the first place in Tanakh where the word is used. L'Rishona B'Parshat Bereshit. And this word is used for the first time in Bereshis. I'll give you a classic example before we see what he's dealing with here. You know, we say to Bris Milah, we say a bracha, Zeh HaKatan Gadol Yiyeh. Right? This child, right? You just had a bris, Mazel Tov, Rabbi Blood just had a grandson, a manacle this morning. So we say, Zeh HaKatan Gadol Yiyeh. This, what does that mean? This little boy, he's a tiny little boy, should become 6 feet tall, right? Do a good shidduch. Is that what we mean? No. What's the first time that the word gadol and karton are used, and used in juxtaposition to each other? Also in Sefer Bereshis, in talking about the sun and the moon. Shnei ha-ma'arot ha-gdolim, the sun and the moon, the two major luminaries. And what do we know about the sun as the gadol and the moon is the katan? What's the relationship between the sun and the moon? The sun is the source of the light of the moon. The moonlight is merely a reflection of the light of the sun. So what's the definition of gadol? The gadol is a mashpia, an influencer. And the moon is a mushpa. A katan is under the influence of someone else. A child is... How long does a child remain a child? When is a child no longer a child? When he becomes independent. So he's not a katan anymore, he's a gadol. That's the essential meaning of katan and gadol. Now what about Vigarta? Back to the text. This is also from Bereshis. Where do we see it in Bereshis? So he says like this. Umisham yikachena. He says, Yelecha yikar mashmuna. Okay, v'sham ne'amar v'ayu shneim arumim. Ha'adam v'ishto v'lo yitposhashim. Adam and Chava were naked, and they were not embarrassed. Rashi explains, Pirush Rashi, lo hayu yodim derech tzniut la'avchim ben tov l'ra. They were unaware of the whole notion of shame, the whole notion of modesty, to know that there's such a thing as nakedness. La'ach racheit. Kishakara Hashem la'adam. So a man called out to Adam. Itchaba Adam v'yishto b'pnei Hashem. V'tiritz Adam et hanhagat ha'utokach. He said, et kolet shamati began v'ira ki erom anochi. You know, he said, I discovered that I was naked. Discovered that he was naked. So, and Rashi says, so Hashem says to him, mihi gid, here's the word, Haggadah, here's the word, higid. Mihi gid lecha ki ar elumata. Who told you that you were naked? Who magid to you that you were naked? Right? Pirush Rashi, me'ayin lecha ledat. From where did you know ki boshet yesh be'omet arum? That there's such a thing as shame if one is naked. Ve'kach matzo, here you see. This was news. He said, someone told me, but he didn't say, Mishu Amarli. The Torah doesn't say that somebody Amarli, but, you know, the Torah says, not at Kolet Shabbati v'Iraki Arum Anochi, but mi higid lecha, the Rabban Hashem said. He didn't say, mi Amar lecha, or mi Siper lecha, mi higid lecha. So precisely, higid is referring to something new. He was told something new that he was naked. And he told him this chiddush. V'kach matzinu gam. Another example in Sefer Bereshis. Gam b'Yaakov kishabo ha'achim levasro sheyosef chai. When the shvatim came and told Yaakov that his children were alive, lo nakat sham hakatuv loshen vayomru. It doesn't say. Shouldn't have happened. I apologize. I'm going to turn it off. I lost my place. Mi odir chidush. Okay. V'kach matzinu b'Yaakov kishabo ha'achim levasro li sheYosef chai. They told him that his son Yosef was alive. Lo nakat sham hakatuv loshim vayomru lo. It doesn't say they told him they were omer to him. Od Yosef chai, that Yosef is alive. O vayisaprulo, they didn't use that verb. Ella vayagidulo, they told him with lashon of Haggadah, of Haggadah, right? Od Yosef chai. Shiagidu lo davar shelo yadu tchila. They told him a chiddush that Yosef was still alive. Okay? Now, you tell there are midrashim, there are other midrashim that he knew, he didn't know, but Poshet Pshat of the psukim is he did not know that, that Yosef was alive. He wasn't sure that Yosef was alive. But what's the verb that's used?
Higid.
So that's the chiddush here. The word Haggadah refers to telling over something that is news to a person. And that's what Haggadah is. So now listen to what he says. He says, beautiful with this. Umikan remez la'av. This is a hint. To a direction. La'av orech ha-seder. To the one who is running the seder. Shiyomar le-banav b'leil ha-pesach. That he should say to his children the night of Pesach. Divrei chidushim. He should say something new to his family, to his children. V'yigaleh lehem dvorim shelo yadaum. And he should tell them things that they never heard before. V'al yedei zeh yikra magi. That's why it's called magi. That's why the whole this portion of the Haggadah is called magi. The Baal HaSeder is called magi. Not the omer or the misaper, right? Shehari al shem v'higadeta nikra orech HaSeder b'kinui magi. Ve'efshar zu kavanat haRamban, and he says maybe this is what the Rambam means. And the halachas of Chametz Matzah, the Rambam says shekasa v'mitzvah Haggadah v'chein matchil u'modia. When the Rambam instructs us in the laws of Chametz Matzah how to run a seder, he says you begin u'modia and inform. Inform. Why do you have to say that? You're going to begin. You're going to read, but inform. Shavadim hayinu, we were slaves. U'mesayim benisim, tell the miracles. V'hu sheyidrosh. He should darshan. He should darshan means he should bring out from the psukim. Somebody once said, what's the difference between pshat? Pshat is the textual understanding, right? Drush is the homily, the homiletics, right? What's the difference between pshat and drush? So pshat is the maximum that you can take out of the pasuk. Drush is the maximum you can put into the pasuk. You can actually put into the pasuk. Vuhushi drosh me arami ovid avi, achig mor kol aparsha. Vechol hamosif, whoever adds, umarich, bidrush, bidorosh, bidrush parsha zu, whoever is mosif, whoever adds to this, hareze meshubach. How do you add the story? You just use the other text here. No, but that's the pshat. The pshat is to be mosif, to be mechadesh, to be creative, to say something new, to ask a good question, a good kasha, right? V'od nira lomar, kivan shebechol dor v'ador chayev adam lirot et atzmo ki'ilu yatzal mitzrayim. Well, we say that in Haggadah, and that's the halacha the Rambam brings. In every generation, a person has to see himself as if he himself is actually coming out of Egypt. Nimsa she sipuro af hu begeder Haggadah chadasha. So it's a new story. It's my story. It's not history, right? Somebody once said. His story is history. It's my story. So I'm being mechadish, Yitzias Mitzrayim. I have to say something new. Important to say something new. Kol Amosif Umarich Hareze Meshubach. You know? So the Sfasemis once said, you know, kids ask that they always say, when did you went in shul in the morning? So when was your Seder over? Maybe it's not only kids, adults say it too. What time did you finish? You know, the kids say, my father finished at 2:30 in the morning. Yeah. Ah, that's nothing. My father's still sitting at the table. Right? So the Sfasemis says, that's not the pshat. Is kol hamar v'besikru yitzis mitzrayim harezem shubach. That's not the pshat. That's not what it means. You know what it means? After Pesach, are you still talking about it? Are you carrying that lesson through beyond Pesach? Kol hamar v'besikru yitzis mitzrayim harezem shubach. Are we living what Pesach is all about, the bringing of Mashiach, the Koshel Eliyahu, which continues, which we'll deal with that on Shabbos. That's the Sfasemis, beautiful Sfasemis. Now, what I liked about this is that the rabbi quotes his father. And that's the dilemma here. We say we want to do something new at the Seder, but you know, I think one of the special things about a Pesach Seder, and I think everybody feels it, is you have memories of parents, of grandparents. You remember Siddurim with people who are no longer here. And you remember moments, humorous moments. Ideally, you remember a nice something that a grandfather said or a father said at the Seder, or a mother said at the Seder, something you remember. We certainly remember the special dishes, the Pesach dishes that were made at home. So, but here we want to do something new, so we have to blend the two together. It's important to blend the two together, right? To have good memories, that's what Pesach is all about, the Seder is all about, but also to create new memories for our own children, right, and for ourselves, okay? Nice piece. Okay, let's go to four. We're looking backwards here. Number four. Now this is a beautiful Hasidish thought from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Miberdichev. Okay? And Vatiten Lanu Hashem Elokeinu Es Yom Chag HaMatzot HaZeh. How does the Torah refer to this Yontav? Chag HaMatzot, right? The holiday of Matzot. Chag HaMatzot. The Torah, Kori HaChag B'Shem Chag HaMatzot. That's how we refer to the holiday. V'chachamim korim oto chag ha-pesach. We refer to it as Pesach, right? I have yet to hear a woman complain to me, "Oi, Rabbi, it's 2 weeks to chag ha-matzot." never hear a woman say that, right? It's the P word that I'm very careful not to mention to ladies a month before Pesach, or at least certainly not in the summertime. Right? They break out into a rash, right? It's not the M word, it's the P word, it's Pesach, right? Shekach koru l'masechet b'shas. The Masechta, the Gemara, about this Yom Tov is not called Maseches Matzah, it's called Maseches Pesachim, right? V'lo Maseches Chag HaMatzot. V'la meshinu chachamim min Hashem shel HaTorah likroa Chag HaPesach. What, the Torah's not good enough for us? Why did the rabbis take the name Pesach? Why did it become the name we use is Pesach, and the name the Torah uses is Matzah, Chag HaMatzah? What's that? So here is a beautiful classic Hasidish idea from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Miberdichev. Be Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Miberdichev, ki matzinu shakodesh boruch hu mitpa'er b'Yisrael. There's a mutual admiration society going on here. You know, Anila Dodi Vidodi Li. The Rabbanu Shalom expresses his love towards us, and we express our love towards the Rabbanu Shalom. Kodesh Baruch Hu expresses his love towards us. V'Yisrael mitpa'arim ba'Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we're constantly in love with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kemo she'amru Chazal b'Litzasam, the rabbis say over in Haggadah, she'keneged tefillin she'Yisrael manichim, gam HaKodesh Baruch Hu maniach tefillin. You know that Kaviyochel, God wears tefillin, just like we wear tefillin. Betfilin shel Yisrael katuv, in our tefillin it's written, Yichudo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the oneness of God. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's what we wear on our tefillin, right? Va'amru Chazal, and the rabbis say, Shetfilin shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mechuvanim keneged tefillin shel Yisrael. They are directly facing our tefillin. V'katuv behem Yichudam shel Yisrael. They speak about the uniqueness of the Jewish people. The tefillin of the Rabbanu Shalom, it says, Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Who is like you, the nation of Israel? One nation, one unique people, my chosen people. Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Right? So it's a mutual admiration society. Va'al HaShevach HaZeh SheYisrael VaKodesh Baruch Hu Mishtabchim Zeh B'Zeh. This praise that is given back and forth between us and HaKodesh Baruch Hu, right? Natnu siman et ha-pasuk ani le-dodi v'dodi li. That's the intent of the pasuk. But al pizeh, so now he's going to answer the question, why does the Torah refer to it as, why does God refer to it as Chag HaMatzot, and we refer to it as Chag HaPesach? Al pizeh mechuvanim shnei ha-shemot shel achag. That's the two names of the holidays. Shem HaPesach, nitin al shem chemlat, we gave the name. It's chemlat Hashem al Yisrael. It's the love that God has for the Jewish people, Sheposach al batei avoteinu b'Mitzrayim, He passed over our houses. He saved us. So Pesach, the name Pesach, is reminiscent, right, of the love of God, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Knesset Yisrael, for the Jewish people. And we want to express that in the name of the Yom Tov. We're celebrating the fact that God loves us. Baal Kain, Am Yisrael Kore L'Chag B'Shem Zeh, Chag HaPesach, that's why we call it Pesach. L'fi Sheyesh Bo Shvach HaShol Mokom, it's in praise of God. V'ilu HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Kore B'Torato B'Chag HaZeh B'Shem Chag HaMatzot. God refers to it as Chag HaMatzot, why? Shehu Shivcham Shal Yisrael, that's the praise of the Jewish people. Shehizdarzu l'kayem mitzvot Hashem. We rushed to make those matzahs, and we were satisfied with those matzahs and not bread. Right? Latzeit b'mitzrayim, and we quickly rushed out of Egypt. V'lo yispik b'tzekem l'achmitz. We didn't allow the bread to take to rise. U'kemayim ha'katuv, as the pasuk says, Zacharti, the Navi says, Yirmiyahu says, Zacharti l'chesed n'urayah. Lech te'echacharai b'midbar. Right? Hinei yamim ba'im. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Zacharti l'chesed n'urayah. I remember your love and devotion towards me in the desert. That you walked after me, you walked out into the desert, into the unknown, and followed me to Eretz Yisrael, in an unknown journey, right? So Hashem, that the matzah represents that. Shehashem Yitbarach zocher lehem zechut zu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers this merit. Sheyatzu miyad v'lo hichinu lehem seida. That we ran out without taking, we didn't take snack food, we didn't take a knapsack. The Kachbiya Gamra Tzedakakoi, and others explain the same thing. So why do we call it? We call it Chag HaPesach because it expresses, and it's even in the name of the Yom Tov, we're expressing our love and appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what He does for us. And He calls it in the Torah Chag HaMatzot. That's not good enough for us. That's Hashem, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressing His love for us. Okay? Let's go to number three. And this is about the simanim. You know, at the beginning of the Haggadah, we say the simanim. Kadesh, Uchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, etc. I was always bothered by the fact that if you look at the simanim, you see there is only one Vav HaChibur, only one conjunctive Vav. Right? The word and is a conjunctive, right? So you're doing all the things of the Seder. You would say Kadesh and washing without a bracha, and karpas, right? And break the matzah, right? Doesn't say that. It says, kadesh urchatz, one vav. Kadesh urchatz, karpas yachat, there's no other vav. Why is that? Why is there only a vav joining the first one with the second one, and there's no vav, there's no conjunctive joining the rest of it? Good question. Let's see what he says here. Let's see what he says. Kadesh urchatz, karpas yachatz magid. Belel hapeh, he doesn't address this question specifically, but he's going to answer the question. Belel hapesach achar, it's a little bit of a halachic issue here. Belel hapesach, achar shekiddush, after we make kiddush. Omer hagodah, we say the hagodah. Hine, I'll tell you outside first. There's a halacha, a very important halacha, it's called Ein kiddush al b'mokom suda. That kiddush has to be said as part of a meal. It has to be said in the same place where you eat the meal. It has to be said within a time frame of quickly before the meal. You make kiddush, you have to eat the meal. Ain't kiddush el b'makom suda, right? You can't make kiddush and wait 3 hours to eat the meal, right? Now you can be yotzei this, you ask me, well, I'm in shul, that means I can't eat, because a kiddush in shul I can't eat. You can have mezonos, you can have mezonot, and that's considered makom suda. Right? The shaila is, when you go home, do you have to make kiddush or not? So most poskim say you don't have to make kiddush again. The Vilna Gaon holds that you should make kiddush again when you go home. Okay. So, but here's the problem with the Haggadah, right? We have this halacha, right? He says, Yesh Bokoshi, I have a question. Shekein behilchot kiddush, in the laws of kiddush, Pasak Bala Shulchan Aruch tells us what we just said, Ein kiddush elam wakam suda. You can't have kiddush unless you're eating. If you make kiddush and you don't eat, lo yotzi nechavasa, you weren't yotzi kiddush. Because of Shamar Amah, in the Shulchan Aruch, v'tzarech le'achol b'mokam shekiddush la'altar. Miyad, immediately. U'pirshu, the explanation is, she'ein kavanat haramah biyad mamash, doesn't mean immediately. They don't say, let's wash quickly, right? No. L'shol lo shum hefsek, el shelo yishayez man rav, you shouldn't wait too long between kiddush and washing for the meal. Okay, therefore kasha, I got a problem. We all have a problem. Right? Lama b'leil ha-pesach achar ha-kiddush ein machilin take a pesuda. You make kiddush at the Seder, and it could be an hour, could be 2 hours until you eat. So how do you justify that? We have a halacha of ein kiddush el b'mokom suda. How can you make kiddush, you know, at 8 o'clock or whatever, 8:30, 9 o'clock, and you don't eat till 10:30, right? Elam afsikim b'hagodah. We have a hefsek here. We have an interruption of saying the Haggadah. Vaf ma'arichin bo, kfitzchot l'haloshim. And, you know, as we just said, we want to say a chiddush, we want to be creative, we want to say something new. And the kids come with their sheets. We've got to let them say everything they've got, and everybody's got questions to ask, right? Bahasuda muflaget min hakiddush zman rav. There's no place where the Seder, I mean, talking about Anshei Shlomenu, in our faith community, we make a Seder, there's no Seder that does not have a very long delay between Kiddush and Hamotzi. How do we do that? The halach is you've got to make Kiddush b'mokum suda. Ve'ech yotzi dechovat kiddush. How do we fulfill Kiddush? So he answers this question, it's going to be a beautiful answer. They said, this is a halachic issue, and he brings some halachic authorities, and he quotes the Baal Eshel Avram. Eshel Avram is one of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch. Because of Shemileel HaSeder, Mukach, what do you see from this? Sheshehiya Arucha ben Kiddush Lasuda, Eino Menugedet Ledim Kiddush Mokum Suda. Obviously, he's not answering the question yet, but obviously the fact of the matter is, for some reason, the recitation of Haggadah is not considered a hefsik, an interruption between Kiddush and the meal. Ve'eino chashuv hefsik. Mikol makom, afilu nomar sheshehiya arucha ben Kiddush l'su'udah chashuv hefsik. Even if we say that a long delay is a hefsik, is an interruption, leila Pesach shayni, the night of Pesach is different. Why? So here he has it. Amirat ha'agadah, eino chotzetzet ben Kiddush l'su'udah. Saying the Haggadah is not an interruption. Ve'eino chashuv hefsik. Why? Because saying the Haggadah is like eating. How so? What are you talking about? I'm not eating, I'm talking, right? So he says, Kach matzinu, Shabirat Mamro Shal Rabban Gamliel. You know the famous statement in the Haggadah that we make sure everyone comes in to be part of the Haggadah for this statement? You know, if women are busy in the kitchen, we call everybody in, so they're to say this. Kol shelo amar shlosh dvarim el lo yatsi yidei chavato. Right? Pesach, matzah, umorah. Whoever didn't say these three things did not fulfill his obligation. Now, what obligation are we talking about? What obligation? So, most explanations go according to the Ramban. We're talking about the mitzvah of Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah to tell over the Exodus of Egypt. And if you leave out these three dimensions of the Exodus, Pesach, the Korban Pesach story, the matzah story, and the moro story, the bitterness of where we're leaving, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. That's the Rambam, okay? But the other opinion is, this is, you could learn that this is what the Rambam is saying, actually. We're not going to go into this. But the other opinion is that it's talking about the three mitzvahs themselves. The mitzvah of matzah is not fulfilled if you don't talk about it. Because the mitzvah of matzah is two things. It's eating the matzah, and part of eating the matzah is understanding why we eat the matzah. That's part of the mitzvah of matzah, not Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And part of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, part of the mitzvah of the moror is not just to eat the moror, but to talk about the moror as part of the eating of the moror, to understand it as part of the mitzvah of moror itself. So in other words, this is the one and only time. You know, our mothers raised us by saying, don't talk while you eat, right? It's a gemara, it's a halacha actually. Ein masichin besuda. You're not supposed to talk while you eat. A person can choke. In fact, it's a halacha that if you're making a bracha, you come, the people are sitting at a meal, and you come and you make a bracha, you know, the guy comes in, he makes a bracha loud, he wants everyone to know he can make a bracha so beautifully. You're not supposed to do that. You should make it quiet. You can say, the person has to say amen. It could be in the middle of eating, and he could choke. But, you know, the food could go down the wrong way. That's a halacha, right? But ein masichin besuda, don't talk during the meal. But here's an exception. Because talking is part of eating. The Haggadah itself is not considered an interruption to Kiddush b'mokum suda, because it's considered part of the process of eating. Speaking about the matzah, speaking about the Korban Pesach, speaking about the moro is part of the process of eating these items. So therefore it's not considered the shaila of ein kiddush b'mokum suda. One other thing I want to add before we'll do one other piece on the other side. And all right, you know, let's do the other piece and then I'll talk. Let's do Let's do number two, okay? We have time for one more, we'll do two. It looks longer, but it's really not. First of all, it's large print, all right? But it moves much further. Now, this is from the Sefer Kli Chemda. The Kli Chemda was Don Plotsky, and he was a great scholar and Talmud Chacham, and he wrote a Sefer on Chumash, a halachic Sefer on Chumash. This is his introduction. This is actually the last paragraph of the introduction to his Sefer, and he wrote the Sefer, he finished writing the Sefer around Pesach. So he wants to say something about Pesach, right? And he says something about the Haggadah, okay? Ulesayim b'davar tov. I want to end, he says, with something nice. Umi'inyana diyuma. And something which has to do with the time, the calendar time we're in right now. I want to take out here what I said during these days. Lahashiv lechacham echad sheshalenya, a person who asked me, a scholar who asked me a question. Alan sheknesset hagdola shetiknu seder agoda shel pesach lama lo hiskiru klal shmo shel Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom haagoda. Old question: why is it Moshe Rabbeinu's name mentioned in the haagoda? Now he is mentioned in a pasuk. There is a pasuk that mentions Moshe, but that's it. But in the narrative of the Haggadah, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. Isn't that a strange thing, right? Umisha kore kol Haggadah al haSeder. If you read the Haggadah from beginning to end, lo yitvada lo klal she Moshe Rabbeinu hayelo ezeh chelut b'yitziat Mitzrayim. One would think that Moshe Rabbeinu had nothing to do with this whole story of the Exodus from Egypt. V'adavar be'emet niflo, right? It's wild, right? Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the main star here, right? He wasn't just a supporting actor. He was in charge, right? So he says, this is amazing. V'hashkava rishona u'betach yesh b'zeh inyan amok. Something that's so obvious has to have a very, very deep understanding to it. Why Moshe Rabbeinu's name is left out of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Va'ani heshavti lo toch kedei dibur shel aniyut da'ati, and I answered him according to my humble opinion. Ha'inyinu al pi ma she'amru chazal. He's going to take us on a little bit of a journey. Something that our rabbis say in our oral tradition, it's a Gemara in Megillah, de'lechein ge'ula rishona v'shnia nitbatlo. The first ge'ula, the first redemption, the Egyptian redemption, and the second redemption, right, in the time of Ezra, the Babylonian, right, nidbatla, that was, both of them are gone, history. Shahayabem koach adam, and they were done forever. Shahayabem koach adam, because it was done by man. Gulat Mitzrayim ayideh Moshe Rabbeinu, alav hasholom. The exodus from Egypt was Moshe. Ugeula shnia, the second redemption, ayideh Ezra, by Ezra hasofer. Amnam, right? Le Osid Lavo, in the future, the final redemption, Yagula Ida Hashem Yitbarach Levada. It will be only Hakadosh Baruch Hu who redeems us. VaHashem Yitbarach Hu Nitzchi, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Nitzchi, is Netzach, right? He's not physical. It's eternal. He's Netzach. It's eternal. L'chein tiyeh gulat nitzchi, it'll be forever. It's not going to be temporal. This, the first two were temporary redemptions because it was done by man, by Moshe, by Ezra. But the final redemption will be forever because it will be done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach l'churi yesh l'havin hab mulur b'Haggadah, but wait a minute, hold everything. It says in the Haggadah, d'yitziat Mitzrayim ha'yideh al HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo. We say it. Lo ayde malach, lo ayde saraf, lo ayde shaliach, ela kodesh baruch hu ba'atzmo. That's also in that Haggadah. What's going on here, right? Ach be'emet hadavar nachon. It's true. There's two kinds of geula taking place here in Mitzrayim. There were two redemptions taking place. Dehine begulat Mitzrayim haya shnei geulot. There were two freedoms, two redemptions. Geulat haguf, our physical redemption from slavery. Ugulat ha-nefesh, and the spiritual redemption of the Jewish spirit. Gulat ha-guf, hayadeh Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehotziyak Yisrael Mitzrayim, took us out. Amnam Gulat HaNefesh, the spiritual redemption, Hayideh HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvodo V'Atzmo. V'hinei Mevor B'Megillah, it says in the Gemara in Megillah, V'Lechein, Ein Omrim Halal Al Neis Purim. Why don't we say Halal on Purim? Now, we discussed this. We discussed this before Purim, but and we said that, if you remember, the Gemara had three answers to this question. He's going to deal with a different answer than we dealt with before Purim. But one of the answers is, why don't we say Halal on the miracle of Purim? Mishum de bishlama b'yitziat Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt, nuchal lomar halalu avdei Hashem v'lo avdei Paro. Right? We're now serving God, we're not serving Paro anymore, we're finished with Paro. But we're still, after the miracle of Purim, Achashverosh was still the king. There was a great miracle, and we celebrated that miracle, but we did not have our physical redemption from Achashverosh. Akati Avdei Achashverosh, and we're still under the power of Achashverosh. Uber Rashi, and Rashi comments there. Velo Avdei Paro, we were not servants of Paro anymore. Shahare Lecherut Yotzu, because we went out to Cheres, we went out to freedom. We have to understand, according to this, Shanachnu Begola, we who are in the Gola, in the diaspora, Eich Omrim Halel v'Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. How do we say Halel and Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim? Kivin Shakati Avdei Paron, and we're still under foreign rule. And even we who have the privilege of living the miracle, of being here, still have to deal with the nations of the world who are not satisfied with our being here, would like to uproot us. Ach be'emet, asi shaper, but it's still very good. Because listen, the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim Begola, the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim that we say, the story, the Haggadah, hu al geulat ruchanit, it's about the spiritual redemption, right? Sheyatzu Mitzrayim lekabel haTorah haKdoshah, that he took us out of Egypt to give us the Torah. That's what we're celebrating now. That's eternal. Nobody can ever take that away from us. That's final. We have our spiritual geula. And with this, we went from slavery to freedom. And we have a right to say how. It was only a physical redemption. And we were still servants to Achashverosh. L'chein lo amrinan hala. Halal was never established for the holiday of Purim. Back to the ranch, back to our question here. V'kivan shekein shekol ikar ha-halil ha-gadol v'sipur yitziat Mitzrayim. The whole story of what we say tonight, the night of Pesach, she'omrim b'leil Pesach begalutu al geulat haruchanit. It's about our spiritual redemption. V'zeh ha-yad adei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvado v'atzal. And that was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo ha-yidei malach, v'lo ha-yidei shaliach, ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'atzmo. Right? U'lahorot said, to drive that home, sha'anachnu nigalim rak u'lat haruchniyat, that it's only a spiritual, so far, the spiritual redemption is the only one that is complete. Right? Our physical redemption, we're almost there, because physically we are here, but we're not left alone yet, right? We still have to ask for the Gula Gashmi. That's why Moshe's Dafka not mentioned, that we shouldn't stop davening, that this nonsense should come to an end. To awaken and inspire the Jewish heart. Levakesh me'Hashem yiporach, to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'geula ha'shlema b'guf v'nefesh. We should ask for both. Okay, nice piece. Now I want to go back for a minute. I didn't answer the question on the simonim. Somebody should have asked me, but what about, why is there only one conjunctive end? Kadesh ur chatz, right? How does that whole business about the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is the part of the meal? How does that answer my question? Very simple. Since we say that the whole Haggadah is part of the meal, so that one Vav, Kadesh, Urchatz is for everything. It's not just for the Urchatz. The Vav is to connect Kadesh, Makom Suda. Kadesh and everything else of Haggadah, which is part of Makom Suda. So there's only one Vav, but that Vav covers every, we don't want to separate every other part of the Simanu of the Seder. Because what we're saying here is they're all part of the collective of the meal. So we don't separate them. We only separate Kiddush and the Mokum Suda to show you it's Kiddush, Kaddish, Urchatz, Karpas, Yagatav, all together. Okay? Thank you very much. I want to wish everybody a Chag Kosher.